Health and Family Services Secretary Helene Nelson delivered a $100,000 planning grant to a consortium in western Wisconsin last week. It will be used by La Crosse County, which piloted the program, and five neighboring counties to expand family care across the region. Nelson says family care saves Medicaid dollars and provides options to the elderly and disabled.
Basically, a person who might have to go to a nursing home is able to get that same kind of support, but perhaps in their own home, perhaps in a small independent living apartment. And it's just more flexible about saying, if you have those kind of needs for the care of the type that nursing homes provide, can we provide it in a place that you would prefer, or is nursing home really best for you? And it's individual decisions about that.
Nelson says five of the original pilot counties have saved about $450 per person each month using family care. Milwaukee County's savings are $50, but its program currently only serves the elderly. La Crosse County Human Services Director Jerry Huber says it will take a few years to expand the program throughout the region.
The advantage of setting a regional aspect is that it brings in more numbers. The larger the number, the potential less risk that you have what I call deep end people coming into the system. So there's actually an advantage of increasing the numbers of people in the region that would qualify for the program.
Meanwhile, Monroe County Human Services Director Gene Phillips says it may take a bit of time to get needed services in all rural areas. La Crosse and Milwaukee counties initially lost money with the program, but Nelson says better record keeping is turning that around. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.